This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we're joined by Oliver Zemetrovich, who is the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month for the month of February. And Oliver, welcome. Congratulations on the award.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Well, you're a swimmer, and at the prep, you've had a lot of success, but maybe you could kind of, you know, I'm going to put you on the spot, but have you tell us some of the successes that you've had this past season in swimming.
So, yeah, I mean, this past season has been incredible, not only for the team, but me personally. It's been a great season. For the prep, you know, last year was a good season, but this year, you know, we didn't have as strong a team as we do, as we did last year. Last year was a great season, but this year we don't have as strong of a team. So going into states, we were probably ranked fifth and ended up on top by 60 points. Personally, I had never won an event at states, so it was really incredible to win the 100 fly. That, you know, felt amazing. It's one of the best races of my life. Especially, you know, with high school swimming, I noticed that I tend to do a lot better just swimming for St. John's Prep than I do for swimming for my club team. Just because, you know, swimming for the team means a lot more than individually. So yeah. Winning 100 fly was obviously incredible, but I think winning states as a team meant a lot more.
Yeah, so those are two very big things, and that was you said that's the only state title that you've had individually. But
right.
What other events do you do during the course of a meet?
So, you know, states is kind of interesting because it restricts the number of events you can do. So you can only do two individual events and two relays. So I led off the 200 medley relay doing the backstroke leg, and then I did the 100 fly, swam the 100 backstroke, got second in that, and then led off the 400 freestyle relay, which is, you know, I think we got second in that. So that was a great race to finish off the meet with. Other than that, I swim every single event. Basically, other than the 500 free, so, you know, backstroke, mostly backstroke, butterfly, individual medley, that's kind of my bread and butter, but also breaststroke and freestyle I can do just as easily.
Wow. Well, those are all great. Now, the other thing, too, I think, which is a really nice honor, is you've been named the MVP of the Catholic Conference, and so earning that to me is very special because those are the folks that know you the best, compete against you, and to get that honor, I think, is very special.
Yeah, no, that was incredible. Winning the meet MVP at the Catholic Conference meet was great, especially, you know, winning events there, although it's not as competitive. That's the last meet that the whole team, not just the state and sectional team, gets to compete. So, you know, going there and swimming fast for your entire team and having everyone be there, it's just really special. And, you know, having the whole Catholic Conference there to watch people swim fast and see me swim fast and see the team, you know, at the prep dominate, it's just a really great time out in Worcester at Holy Cross every year.
Yeah. Oliver, tell me about how you actually got into this swimming thing and at a very high level of swimming.
Yeah, so I actually started 10 years ago. I swim at the Beverly Y, the Beverly Sterling Center, YMCA. And I've been swimming here since, like I said, 7 years old, probably around 2007. My mom was a swimmer. I think all of her siblings swam. And my older sister swam for a while. She went to Marblehead High School. Swam for them, and she was the one that originally joined the Sharks, the YMCA at the North Shore Sharks, which is the team that I swim for now, the club team. And basically, I mean, I've just had so many great coaches. I've, you know, gone through every single level that you can, basically, in age group swimming. And basically, I mean, I've just stuck with it, and I had a great base of technique from the coaches, from various coaches that I've learned, just these little things that I've picked up. And basically, once you get to high school, that's where you put it all together. You're kind of, you're baked, so to speak, that you are what you are in a swimming world, essentially. And you can only go faster from there, basically. But you're basically stuck to your technique base at that point. And so that point, you know, you just swim as fast as you can. And it basically just comes down to practice. If you can practice more than your competitor, you'll end up being stronger in the pool. So that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the case, especially in a sport like that. I want to just follow up on one thing you said earlier, Oliver, and that would be that your times are better when you're swimming for your team, the prep team, rather than individually. And I think I can understand why you're saying that, but elaborate a little bit more on that, why you think that's the case.
Well, essentially, I see club swimming, like swimming for the Y. I see that as an individual sport because you don't really have any obligation to your team necessarily. I mean, that's not true for all teams, but we don't have that many boys that are older that swim in the same group as me in the national group. And so when we go to meets, we're not really nearly as much of a force as we are at the swimming for the prep team, because obviously the prep, we've won 12 out of the past 13 state championships, in the last 13 years. Which is just, unbelievable. So trying to maintain that legacy and continue what we like to call the dynasty, maintaining that means the world to not only the current swimmers, but the alumni and the faculty and everyone at the prep, is that we have, there's a certain expectation of excellence that comes from being on the prep swim team. So maintaining that is just, It's extremely important, and it motivates all of us to swim faster than we would at, say, a club meet.
Gotcha. And if I caught you at the beach on a Saturday afternoon this summer, then I might be able to compete against you possibly then, huh?
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, not even on land, I don't think. Okay, so now the Moynihan Award is a student athlete award, which includes the classroom, academics. You do very well in the classroom, but what are some of your favorite courses, or where are your interests academically? If you were to,
interesting is, my strengths and my interests aren't necessarily on the same page. Now, I find science absolutely fascinating. Astrology, space, all the stuff like that. Even the environment, the processes of that really interest me, but I'm a lot more inclined towards English, academically inclined speaking. So, I do a lot better in liberal arts classes than I do in math and science. I just struggle more with the math and science. Now, I still do relatively well across the board, but I definitely enjoy the science classes, English classes, foreign language. I take Latin. That's basically my schoolwork.
So now you're a junior. You have some decisions to make, because when you head on to college, do you see yourself taking a science track, or are you undecided now, or would you take a more liberal arts track?
I highly doubt I'd go into science. It's not necessarily, although it's interesting to me, I'm not necessarily, I couldn't see myself in a situation where I would actually be, working in a lab or something like that. That's not really my strong suit. I would definitely, I'm more towards business, possibly law, but my dad's a businessman, that's just kind of the track that I've always thought of and actually could see myself doing in the future. So, yeah, I'd probably go to business school.
Oliver, am I right to think that swimming at the college level is something that you might be looking at, after you finish your senior year next year?
Absolutely. I mean, really, at this point, if you swim as much as I do, I'm in the pool probably 20 hours a week. 6 out of 7 days I'm swimming. I have two practices, one before school and one after school, 3 days a week. So, it's very taxing at this level, and I really wouldn't be doing it unless it was for a purpose, and that purpose is, getting into a college that I otherwise wouldn't be able to just based off of academics. So, absolutely, college swimming is definitely what I'm looking forward to at this point. That's what I'm working towards. That's basically what my entire swimming career is culminating to. So that's what I've been tailoring all my strokes, all my, you know, all the little things are, you know, just to get to just a higher level, and that's college.
Well, Oliver, it's great meeting you, and best of luck on everything next year, of course, at the prep and beyond. And but again, congratulations on the award, and thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Oliver Zemetrovich, the swimmer and the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month Award winner for February. And I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.